8. Previous written records. As far as possible, consistent with our mandate, we have endeavored to utilize and to some extent coordinate the existing records having to do with the life of Jesus on Urantia. Although we have enjoyed access to the lost record of the Apostle Andrew, and have benefited from the collaboration of a vast host of celestial beings who were on earth during the times of Michael's bestowal, notably his now personalized adjuster, it has been our purpose also to make use of the so-called Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These New Testament records had their origin in the following circumstances. 1. The Gospel by Mark. John Mark wrote the earliest, excepting the notes of Andrew, briefest and most simple record of Jesus' life. He presented the Master as a minister, as man among men. Although Mark was a lad lingering about many of the scenes which he depicts, his record is in reality the Gospel according to Simon Peter. He was early associated with Peter, later with Paul. Mark wrote this record at the instigation of Peter and on the earnest petition of the church at Rome. Knowing how consistently the Master refused to write out his teachings when on earth and in the flesh, Mark, like the apostles and other leading disciples, was hesitant to put them in writing. But Peter felt the church at Rome required the assistance of such a written narrative, and Mark consented to undertake its preparation. He made many notes before Peter died in A.D. 67, and, in accordance with the outline approved by Peter and for the church at Rome, he began his writing soon after Peter's death. The Gospel was completed near the end of A.D. 68. Mark wrote entirely from his own memory and Peter's memory. The record has since been considerably changed, numerous passages having been taken out, and some later material added at the end to replace the latter one-fifth of the original Gospel, which was lost from the first manuscript before it was ever copied. This record by Mark, in conjunction with Andrew's and Matthew's notes, was the written basis of all subsequent Gospel narratives which sought to portray the life and teachings of Jesus. 2. The Gospel of Matthew. The so-called Gospel according to Matthew is the record of the Master's life which was written for the edification of Jewish Christians. The author of this record constantly seeks to show in Jesus' life that much which he did was that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. Matthew's Gospel portrays Jesus as a son of David, picturing him as showing great respect for the law and the prophets. The Apostle Matthew did not write this Gospel. It was written by Isidore, one of his disciples, who had as a help in his work not only Matthew's personal remembrance of these events, but also a certain record which the latter had made of the sayings of Jesus directly after the crucifixion. This record by Matthew was written in Aramaic. Isidore wrote in Greek. There was no intent to deceive in accrediting the production to Matthew. It was the custom in those days for pupils thus to honor their teachers. Matthew's original record was edited and added to in A.D. 40, just before he left Jerusalem to engage in evangelistic preaching. It was a private record, the last copy having been destroyed in the burning of a Syrian monastery in A.D. 416. Isidore escaped from Jerusalem in A.D. 70, after the investment of the city by the armies of Titus, taking with him to Pella a copy of Matthew's notes. In the year 71, while living at Pella, Isidore wrote the Gospel according to Matthew. He also had with him the first four-fifths of Mark's narrative. 3. The Gospel by Luke. Luke, the physician of Antioch in Pisidia, was a Gentile convert of Paul, and he wrote quite a different story of the Master's life. He began to follow Paul and learn of the life and teachings of Jesus in A.D. 47. Luke preserves much of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in his record, as he gathered up these facts from Paul and others. Luke presents the Master as the friend of publicans and sinners. He did not formulate his many notes into the Gospel until after Paul's death. Luke wrote in the year 82 in Achaia. He planned three books dealing with the history of Christ and Christianity, but died in A.D. 90, just before he finished the second of these works, the Acts of the Apostles. As material for the compilation of his Gospel, Luke first depended upon the story of Jesus' life as Paul had related it to him. Luke's Gospel is, therefore, in some ways, the Gospel according to Paul. But Luke had other sources of information. He not only interviewed scores of eyewitnesses to the numerous episodes of Jesus' life which he records, but he also had with him a copy of Mark's Gospel, that is, the first 4/5, Isidore's narrative, and a brief record made in the year A.D. 78 at Antioch by a believer named Cedes. Luke also had a mutilated and much edited copy of some notes purported to have been made by the Apostle Andrew. 4. The Gospel of John. The Gospel according to John relates much of Jesus' work in Judea and around Jerusalem which is not contained in the other records. This is the so-called Gospel according to John, the son of Zebedee, and though John did not write it, he did inspire it. Since its first writing, it has several times been edited to make it appear to have been written by John himself. When this record was made, John had the other Gospels, and he saw that much had been omitted. Accordingly, in the year A.D. 101, he encouraged his associate Nathan, a Greek Jew from Caesarea, to begin the writing. John supplied his material from memory and by reference to the three records already in existence. He had no written records of his own. The epistle known as 1 John was written by John himself as a covering letter for the work which Nathan executed under his direction. All these writers presented honest pictures of Jesus as they saw, remembered, or had learned of him, and as their concepts of these distant events were affected by their subsequent espousal of Paul's theology of Christianity. And these records, imperfect as they are, have been sufficient to change the course of the history of Urantia for almost 2,000 years. Acknowledgement. In carrying out my commission to restate the teachings and retell the doings of Jesus of Nazareth, I have drawn freely upon all sources of record and planetary information. My ruling motive has been to prepare a record which will not only be enlightening to the generation of men now living, but which may also be helpful to all future generations. From the vast store of information made available to me, I have chosen that which is best suited to the accomplishment of this purpose. As far as possible, I have derived my information from purely human sources. Only when such sources failed have I resorted to those records which are superhuman. When ideas and concepts of Jesus' life and teachings have been acceptably expressed by human mind, I invariably gave preference to such apparently human thought patterns. Although I have sought to adjust the verbal expression the better to conform to our concept of the real meaning and the true import of the Master's life and teachings, as far as possible, I have adhered to the actual human concept and thought pattern in all my narratives. I well know that those concepts which have had origin in the human mind will prove more acceptable and helpful to all other human minds. When unable to find the necessary concepts in the human records or in human expressions, I have next resorted to the memory resources of my own order of earth creatures, the Midwayers. And when that secondary source of information proved inadequate, I have unhesitatingly resorted to the superplanetary sources of information. The memoranda which I have collected, and from which I have prepared this narrative of the life and teachings of Jesus, aside from the memory of the record of the Apostle Andrew, embrace thought gems and superior concepts of Jesus' teachings assembled from more than 2,000 human beings who have lived on earth from the days of Jesus down to the time of the inditing of these revelations, more correctly, restatements. The revelatory permission has been utilized only when the human record and human concepts failed to supply an adequate thought pattern. My revelatory commission forbade me to resort to extra-human sources of either information or expression until such a time as I could testify that I had failed in my efforts to find the required conceptual expression in purely human sources. While I, with the collaboration of my 11 associate fellow Midwayers, and under the supervision of the Melchizedek of Record, have portrayed this narrative in accordance with my concept of its effective arrangement and in response to my choice of immediate expression, nevertheless, the majority of the ideas and even some of the effective expressions which I have thus utilized had their origin in the minds of the men of the many races who have lived on earth during the intervening generations, right on down to those who are still alive at the time of this undertaking. In many ways, I have served more as a collector and editor than as an original narrator. I have unhesitatingly appropriated those ideas and concepts, preferably human, which would enable me to create the most effective portraiture of Jesus' life, and which would qualify me to restate his matchless teachings in the most strikingly helpful and universally uplifting phraseology. In behalf of the Brotherhood of the United Midwayers of Urantia, I most gratefully acknowledge our indebtedness to all sources of record and concept which have been hereinafter utilized in the further elaboration of our restatement of Jesus' life on earth.